I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seconds left of the game. And Pazarczyk fumbles the football. It's picked up by Herman Edwards. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Eagles. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I do not believe what has occurred here, ladies and gentlemen, as Pazarczyk came forward, fumbled the football. Charlie Johnson hit him, and Herman Edwards picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown.
One of the most famous plays in football history. And if you're too young, and I think most people have good sense, but if you don't know, the basic bottom line is all the Giants had to do was kneel the ball. Yep. And they chose to run a regular play, and it's a fumble, and on one hop right to Herm Edwards, he goes in. I mean, it's
the offensive coordinator, Bob Gibson, I believe, was fired.
He was.
Say, and never coached in football again.
Yeah, he was fired. And that was the first year that he made the playoffs.
But never coached again. That's crazy.
Dude, it's the craziest thing in the world. You got to kneel and you run a play?
Yeah.
That's nuts. All right, now let's go 10 years after that. Because 10 years later, to the week, and I do wonder if the NFL scheduled Eagles-Giants 10-year anniversary up there, but my guess is probably, because I do remember it was a big deal, 10-year anniversary, blah, 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 and it's the Eagles and Giants again. This is also the only time this happened in pro football. So the Eagles and Giants are tied. It's overtime. They're lining up for a field goal. The only time in the history of pro football that a defensive lineman playing offensive line for a field goal returns a blocked kick. Offensive player forward, Clyde Simmons, after Lawrence Taylor blocks the kick.
The ball is spotted. The kick is blocked. It's blocked, but it's picked up by Zendejas, and it's lateral back and running in for a touchdown. The Eagles win.
Clyde Simmons, I think, Merle.
Went blocked down.
The miracle of the Meadowlands 10 years later.
You never, ever, ever see that, and that was the last
insanity.
Play of the game.
Insane.
I mean, we saw a block kick the other day. Yep. It's always the defensive team that scores the touchdown. This was the offensive team. And it had to
guys
do with...
don't even know this rule.
Like, no, they don't.
Most players would not know what to do in that
situation.
Well,
the funny thing is, Sean, Parcells went out and freaked out. And the refs were like, get out of our face. We know the rule.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah.
But I remember watching that. I didn't know the rule.
Sure.
You never see the kicking team advance the ball. It happened. It was amazing.
Right.
All right. Now let's go. Now, by the way, so that was a 10-year hiatus between miracles. Now let's go to a 15-year hiatus. 2003, we got an 0-3 Eagles team that is struggling. 2-3, close to being 2-4. Offense couldn't move the ball, but Brian Westbrook in his second year, the hero. By the way, some great blocks. Got to give it to Ike as one of the blockers on this play. Brian Westbrook with an all-time punt return.
He gets it away. It's a wobbler. Bounces across the 20. Westbrook takes it, looks for running room, up to the 25, the 30, to the 35-40, 45 midfield, 45-40, 35-40, Brian Westbrook,
he's going,
touchdown, Brian Westbrook, 84 yards, no penalty flags, I don't believe it, Brian Westbrook has just exploded, and with 1:16 remaining, this place is in a state of shock.
John, what was that like for you as his teammate when that happened?
Just one of the most exciting moments I had ever taken in at that point in time. That we were so pent up and frustrated. And on our sideline, I the offensive lineman and myself, you know, we're pounding the table to run the ball more.
Andy kept throwing it that
We were convinced we could run it. Weak side ISO, just 93 weak. Bang, 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 bang. Run it 15 times and we'll gain 100 yards. Let's go. But we didn't do that because Andy's Andy.
And Donovan
struggled. Did he throw it over 50 times that game, McNabb, or something, right?
Well, no, the one you might be thinking of is the playoff game in 2000.
It was against Tampa.
But it was a lot of passes, and it was maybe the worst game Donovan ever played. He just couldn't do it.
It was a slog. It was such a struggle. Yeah. But then finally, the very end, the glint of hope. This explosion, I've never been on a sideline that elated.
Well, and here's the thing I'll say. Part of what made it such a big miracle, not just saving that game, saving the season, the Eagles went on a 9-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, when we talk about this game this week, like, maybe all we need is a miracle. Maybe. I don't know. All right, let's get to miracle number four. So that was 03. Now we go to 2010. Seven-year hiatus. And then with an all-time comeback from a 31-10 deficit, I mean, the team is dead. Done. I mean, the game is basically over. 7.5 minutes left. Vic to Selleck, big touchdown. Then you get the onside kick. Then you get the Macklin touchdown. Then you get a three and out. Then you get the ball back. Then you get another touchdown. Then you get another three and out. And now it's time for DeSean Jackson.
14 seconds to go. 31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckler. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's going to go. DeSean Jackson. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around. And he's in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
Incredible.
This is Miracle in the Meadowlands number two.
Incredible. Number four, for what it's worth. It's just so. And here's the crazy thing. The B West one is the only one of the four that is not the only one in NFL history.
And not like, the last play. Last play of the game.
Well, yeah. Not Herm. Herm, I think the Eagles had a kickoff. But the point is, it's the only time a team could have kneeled the ball, didn't lose the game because they fumbled.
Yep.
Clyde Simmons is the only one where you actually run it in overtime that way. And DeSean, now it has since happened in overtime. But DeSean's is the only one in NFL history that it's the walk-off and the final play of regulation.
And I wanted to throttle him at the same time.
Oh, that whole thing, too. He's running around.
Run, get in the end zone.
Running around and running around. All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we prep you. The Eagles, the Giants, the Meadowlands. It's a different stadium than it used to be. But it's up there. It's special. And maybe, ladies and gentlemen, maybe, for the first time in 14 years, this weekend, we get a miracle. And that's the Bathtub Time Machine, Eagles Giants Meadowlands Edition.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.